Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, this is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Visiting with Jay Timmons, CEO of the National Manufacturers Association, and in the state right now with the 2025 Competing to Win Tour. First off, Jay, welcome to Alabama. How about that?
Thank you so much. Good to be here. You've had some mixed weather over the past few weeks. Not sure I got the best, but hey.
No, you're
nice
getting
to be among good people anyway.
You're getting to see what Alabama weather is. I tell people that are from out of the state, and I know that you reside in Virginia. Is that right?
That's right.
And so I tell people that come down. I said, listen, the good news is you're going to get all. They say you don't have seasons down here. I said, yes, we do. They only last about 48 hours, but we do have seasons because, when you're in North Alabama right now, you're dealing with tornadoes last week, a little bit of snow this week, and then we're expected to be in the low 60s by next Tuesday. So you should be fine. You get to see all walks of it. You won't see any leaves change this time of year, but other than that, you'll get to see about three different seasons in about a week's worth of time. So welcome, as I said, welcome to the great state. Well, I mentioned the competing to win tour. When it comes to manufacturing, what is that? If you had to give me your quote unquote elevator speech, and you had to tell me what it was because you were sitting in front of me and a group of people, what is that?
Yeah, so the National Association of Manufacturers is a 14,000 strong member organization representing manufacturers of all sizes in all sectors of the economy in all 50 states. And our job is to advocate in Washington, to the White House, to the agencies, to Congress, a strategy or policy agenda for competitiveness in America to incentivize more investment, more job creation, more wage growth here. And so we've done this now for 10 years, every year, where we travel the country visiting manufacturers, visiting schools, so that we can talk to young people who we want to be a part of the manufacturing workforce of the future, talking to local officials, elected officials, members of Congress, to make sure that they understand what the right policies are that we need to compete and succeed in a global economy. We start the week every time with the State of Manufacturing Address, which we did in Columbus, Ohio, this year. And the tour has taken us to Texas from Ohio, here to Alabama, and then on to Florida after that.
Wow. And kind of making the round. And it hits close to home here. I mean, we're in what we call the I-85 corridor, where it's a big, as far as from Montgomery to Atlanta, and we're kind of in between. And, manufacturing is a huge thing around here. As a matter of fact, I speak with the president of Southern Union minimum once a month. He comes on here to kind of update us, and he came from the manufacturing world and is now a president of a community college here locally. And we talk about how much it's changed over the years, how he said when he got into it, I mean, it's what you saw on television where you're wearing jeans and steel-toed boots and you're coming out dirty and things look bad, and that's gone to lab coats and very educated people that are really doing some major things in the manufacturing world here locally.
Yeah, that's true. And I will tell you, the great thing about manufacturing is there's literally something for everyone. When I was growing up, my grandfather was in manufacturing, and to your point, it was kind of dirty, dark, and dangerous, right? Mm-hmm. Today, it's sleek, it's technology-driven, it's got an amazing cool factor to it. Mm-hmm. And you can be, maybe about half the jobs in manufacturing are suited for people with a high school degree. The rest of the jobs are kind of divided between folks who might have a year or two of technical training at a technical school or community college. There are also four-year degree-type jobs, as well as PhDs, to your point. Mm. So it's really kind of amazing. And if you like kind of the jobs that are very consistent along the way, there's those in manufacturing. There are jobs for folks who are more creative and want to design the next, great thing for the future. Of course, we have administrative jobs as well. So literally, there's just a huge array of opportunities and career choices in manufacturing. And I have to tell you, Alabama is like a gold standard for su- supporting and helping to grow manufacturing jobs, and incentivizing investment and job creation here.
2017 tax cuts. Wondering if those are going to get extended. You got a new administration that's in office now. So is that something that is worrisome or that you guys are looking to do? You said you're talking to congressmen as well as senators all the time and spending a lot of time in D.C. with your experience in D.C. as well. What's the gauge on what you think about that?
Well, I have to say that is literally the top of the list.
Oh.
But I kind of want to make it. I want to make sure that folks understand it's not just a wish list, right? Mm-hmm. It is a strategy. You have to have a comprehensive strategy if you want manufacturing to grow and to succeed, just like anything you want to do, right, to ensure its success. It's got to be comprehensive. It can't just be piecemeal. And that starts with tax policy that lowers the cost of doing business here in the United States. And it's not just about numbers, Ben. It's really about what are we going to invest in terms of investment in our communities, in terms of investing in operations that are going to create jobs that, frankly, pay more than any other sector of the economy. Mm. The second part, and so that means renewing the 2017 tax reforms that President Trump signed into law. Some of those provisions have already expired. And some of those provisions will expire this year, especially the provisions related to small businesses and small manufacturers. That's really critical and would hurt the smallest of our manufacturers. If we don't get these things renewed, the sad thing is it's going to cost 80,000 jobs in Alabama, 6 million jobs, by the way, nationwide. It's going to cost $7 billion in employee wages in Alabama because businesses will not be able to grow and succeed and thrive. I should say that there's a few other components to that strategy. Regulatory certainty, the cost of regulations for manufacturers are about $50,000 per employee per year in compliance costs. We get you got to have regulations, but they can be done in a much more strategic way that doesn't cost so much. Increasing our ability to access energy supply here in the United States to make it more affordable and to increase our energy dominance here in the United States. That's important. Workforce strategy is critical, making sure that we're training that next generation of the manufacturing workforce. And then lastly would be a common sense policy involving trade, because we are in a global economy. 95% of our potential customers that we manufacture products for live outside of the borders of the United States. Mm. We want to be able to sell our products to them as well.
With Congress and the administration, I mean, beside that wish list is one thing, and that's going to do with policy and that kind of thing and regulation. But what would you need from them for development? Like you talked about with education, we got everything from a PhD to someone that's got a high school diploma. How can they stress the development of that workforce, not just in the state of Alabama, but worldwide to keep people in manufacturing?
Well, so much of that obviously starts at the community and state level. And what we've seen and what, frankly, we encourage is more dialogue with manufacturers at a local level about what their needs are, not just now, but needs in the future. You mentioned many of those jobs are technology driven, right? Mm-hmm. So Carolyn Lee, who is the president of the Manufacturing Institute, the NAM's education and workforce affiliate, said it best today at Drake College. She said, look, a lot of folks used to think that AI would take jobs away from manufacturers, and nothing could be further from the truth. We actually need people in jobs who understand how to use AI. So the types of jobs are evolving and changing, and local public education, as well as community colleges and four-year colleges, they're the ones that can ensure that we're providing the right skills and the right training for the future of the manufacturing workforce. There is one thing, though, that Congress can and should do. we've not had a thoughtful, common sense immigration policy in this country for nearly 40 years, meaning changes to the policy. Our immigration policy really needs to be focused on bringing people into this country who can add to the success of our economy and identifying skills that we really need to succeed. In manufacturing, we have 500,000 open jobs today. That number is going to grow to almost 2 million open jobs by the year 2033. And even if we provide, everybody with the skills, the students today with the skills that we need in the future, we still can't fill all those jobs. Mm. So immigration policy that allows us to access the best and the brightest who can help us succeed as a nation is also going to be imperative.
With your travels and meeting with local officials as well as local manufacturers, what is your message with them? How are you working with them? What are you saying to them when you walk in and you sit down in their office or their factory and talk to them while you make the rounds throughout the state of Alabama?
You know, one of the things that I think is it's got to be frustrating for them is members of Congress or members of the United States Senate in particular. You know, they have so many demands on their time. And governors, I think, get it, and they understand that they have to have a fulsome strategy to actually get things done. Elected officials at the legislative level, they're oftentimes looking at individual issues, and they have maybe 5 minutes to think about it, and then they got to go vote on it. And what our message has been is you need to push the leadership of Congress and the Senate to really adopt, along with the executive branch, a full, common-sense, comprehensive strategy to strengthen manufacturing in the United States. And again, it's got to go back to tax policy, regulatory policy, energy policy, workforce policy, and trade policy as well. Because if you get all that right and manufacturing wins, America wins. It's as simple as that.
Your message before I let you go to anybody that's headed to work this morning, got their kids with them, and they're wondering what they want to do for a living, and then they see that these super factories that we have around here, as well as the programs that are offered, whether it be at Auburn University or at Southern Union State Community College here locally, what would your message to the future that may be listening this morning of getting involved in manufacturing?
I think the message is really for the parents of younger students. And that is figure out a way to expose yourself, but also your kids, to manufacturing. Take advantage of open houses at manufacturing facilities. Research the opportunities that are available. And make sure your kids, especially if you've got a kid who likes to build, like do they like to use Legos, blocks, do they like to create things? I can guarantee you there'll be a place in manufacturing for them. In fact, my board chair right now is Kathy Wengel. She's the executive vice president of Johnson & Johnson. She always laughs, she started her career building things with Legos at age two. And she always knew she wanted to create. And so, she actually went to college and she worked in facilities literally all around the world. And she's worked her way up to being to the pinnacle of leadership at Johnson & Johnson. But that's just kind of an example of what some people can, that's what parents can do to inspire their kids. If you're a student in high school, there's a program called FAME. Toyota has it at their facility. And check out FAME, because I was talking to some folks who are involved in the FAME program, and they said, if we only had known about the FAME program when we were in high school, we probably would have gotten into manufacturing a lot sooner. Mm. And so I think that's a great connection as well.
Jay, safe travels, man. Thanks again for the time.
Take care.
Jay Timmons, CEO of the National Manufacturers Association. Manufacturing, something that hits close to home when it comes to the Auburn, Opelika, and Lee County area. Auburn, Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.